Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joins us on the Buyers Barricades hotline, Chad Millman, making his weekly visit with us 20 minutes early. We appreciate the flexibility, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. So earlier this week, on Tuesday, about mid-morning, There was a bit of a dust up, a lot of concerns beginning to swirl around NRG Stadium where the Texans play, because the Texans Bills game had been removed from several betting outlets online in Vegas. The line had moved to -1 in some very bold places. But I'm curious your thoughts on that reaction, and I don't know how plugged in you are with the news that was moving that, or if it was wise guys moving it or finding out, because the lines all moved and got removed before there was any sort of announcement from the team or even a report from a local reporter on Deshaun Watson having a chest injury. What were your thoughts on that as it was unfolding on Tuesday?
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that I didn't realize it hadn't been widely reported. I just saw it coming down and I heard it was because of an injury, and so I just assumed that was out in the atmosphere. I actually didn't know that it was sort of a local controversy about it.
It wasn't, not real controversial. I just think it hadn't been reported by anybody. The game was up -8.5 on Sunday night and Monday night, and then next thing you know, on Tuesday, the line's moving up by a touchdown, if not removed altogether from some places. And even some places now still are, I think, a few outlets are still waiting to even put it back up till they're for sure that Watson is going to play.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. I was talking to bookmaker Scoots the other day, and he hadn't posted it because he was waiting to find out what was happening with Deshaun. I know a lot of guys are still trying to figure out what they want to do in that game because they don't know. I guess there hasn't been an official announcement if he's going to be playing or not.
Where does Watson stack up, Chad, in terms of value among quarterbacks? Obviously, it's predicated on the value of the quarterback himself, but also the drop-off to whoever the backup is. Is Watson top 5, top 10, among the most valuable quarterbacks from a wagering standpoint?
I think last year, it's a great question, and we actually did a story about this on Action Network, and I would need a minute to go find the story so I could give you the accurate answer. Last year, he definitely would have been top 10. Like, when he went down and sort of was having the kind of year that he was having, this was a team that everybody felt was on the make, and then you lose Watson, and there's nobody who has confidence in that team anymore. This year, it's always about who is the backup quarterback, and what is the drop-off going to be? And so right now, with the way Deshaun is playing and the way this offense is playing, I don't know that bookmakers would say, oh, there's such a marked difference between what Deshaun can do and what the backup is going to do, because the team hasn't been playing very well. And so I think the value is less than it was last year. I don't think it's top 10. I'd have to dig into the archives to sort of find the exact value, because I just don't have it at my fingertips.
Yeah. Chad, one more for me on the business side before we get to specific games, if you don't mind. We just mentioned a segment ago that the NFL teams have scored more points through the first 5 weeks than any five-week period in league history, scoring at an unprecedented high, while at the same time the average victory margin is under 10 points for the first time pretty much ever. And it looks like these exciting, close games, these high-scoring games, are having an impact on ratings, because the latest numbers show the NFL ratings are up. I'm wondering, in your business, do more closer outcomes, do higher-scoring games, does create more interest and therefore more business for people like you?
Oh, yeah. I think anytime you're talking about high-scoring games, the public likes the over. And they like quarterbacks. And I think that's really what's driving renewed interest, is people like Deshaun Watson coming back. People like Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz coming back, Sam Darnold, you know, Baker Mayfield, like even Jared Allen a little bit. Like, there is excitement around who these guys, I mean, Josh Allen, about who these guys are and what they're doing with their teams, and people want to see them play. And so you get that funnel at the top, and it winnows down into, oh, my God, these guys are scoring an amazing amount of points, and the games are close, only adds to the intrigue. So what's good for points is good for all of us. By the way, while we were talking, I looked up Deshaun Watson. This year is, we had him rated as worth 3 to 4 points against the point spread. So that was, you know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are at the top, at the high end at 7.5. That put Deshaun Watson squarely in the middle to bottom third.
Books moving it from -8 down to -1 by your numbers was a big overreaction.
Massive overreaction. Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man.
Yeah, get some games.
All
going.
That hee-hawing over there. All that, yeah. Y'all talking above my head, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, I need a winner, brother. Talk to me about the Chiefs and the Patriots. Chiefs at the Patriots -3.5.
I love the Patriots here so much. I bet it at -3. I would still bet it at 3.5. You know, there's just tremendous value in them right now. Everyone is still thinking about the Chiefs because they're undefeated. They keep winning. I thought the Jags would give them a harder game last weekend. And because the Chiefs did what they did against the best defense in the NFL, I think a lot of bettors are feeling like, wow, this team is really, really good. But if you dig into the numbers on that game, like, Blake Bortles had his worst game of the year. And they had so many interceptions and turnovers, especially in the red zone, that I don't think it's an accurate reflection of how the Chiefs really are stacking up against elite teams. And the Patriots, like, to me, you got Julian Edelman back. You got Josh Gordon. Like, you get a team that is on a high, playing at home. I've said this before, but nobody gets rich betting against Bill Belichick as less than a touchdown favorite at home. So I will go and roll with the Patriots this weekend.
Interesting. Let me throw a college game at you, Chad. I'm very interested in LSU home for Georgia this weekend, one of the biggest games, I think, of the regular season in the SEC. If I'm an LSU Fighting Tiger and Georgia's given me 7, I think I like that a lot.
7.5?
Well, look, I feel like that. Look, you're getting a little bit of value because at this point, teams are starting to shake out, right? And so Georgia, number 2 team in the country, easily a team that everyone thinks is going to be, you know, ending up in the college football playoff, certainly in the SEC title game. And LSU, which is sort of coming down off some pretty big highs and suffering a little bit because of that. So I would say you're getting a little bit of value on LSU, but at the end of the day, I would ride with Georgia over anything else. Like, I'm not going to bet this game. I don't think there's value is there. But I don't trust LSU enough against Georgia that I would want to bet on LSU. It's not enough value for me to make the play.
You buying the Texas hype. Texas top 10, right?
The top 10 this week. Yeah, they're ninth in the country, yeah.
Baylor's going to Austin, and Baylor's catching how many, 14?
14, yeah.
What do you think about that game?
That feels like a lot, right? It feels like a lot to me because of what Texas did last weekend. Now, admittedly, Texas is, I think, a much better team than they were given credit for. And I think if you look at sort of all the transitive properties, sort of they lost to this team and then they lost to this team, but this team beat them and they beat this team. Like, I think Texas is actually a better team than what we thought they were at the beginning of the year. But that feels like a lot of points for a team that is coming off a huge win and is getting a team that is clearly of lesser talent at home, but not so much lesser talent. Like, what's this game, you know, before the Oklahoma game? I'd have to check out the look-ahead line, but what is it? Maybe 10, you know, 11, that area? So it feels like all of a sudden there's a lot of inflation on Texas. Again, this isn't a game I feel great about. But I feel like Texas is a little bit super hyped right here.
Chad Millman, Action Network, joining us on the Triple Threat. Chad, shifting back to the NFL, we were talking about the Bengals earlier this hour and how they are 4-1 right now, but they could very easily be 1-4. They're favored at home by 2.5 over the Steelers this week, and the Steelers have really had the Bengals' number in Cincinnati over the last couple decades. What are your thoughts on the Steelers catching 2.5 points in Cincinnati?
So this was the first game I bet this week. On Sunday night, I saw the line open. I saw the Bengals minus 2.5, and I played the Bengals. I generally have a philosophy, play short dog, home dogs, play home underdogs, play short home favorites. And I still feel good about the bet, but I did, like, someone did try to convince me today that I'm on the wrong side with the Steelers. I think that the Bengals has clearly been more consistent, and I think that you're getting a little bit of value on them as a short home favorite. I like being on the side of a team that is at home and only needs a field goal to win. I think in over the course of history, those play to my percentages, so I'm sticking with the Bengals.
Chad, before we let you go, do you have a pick for the enterprising young man this week?
What did I have last week? I think I had Seattle, right?
Yes, and that hit, and we were laughing the whole time on that one. The Seahawks. Yeah. That was a back and forth. That was a game the whole game.
Yeah, game the whole game, and like until the end when I had to sweat it because I was afraid like the Rams would just completely bust one open after the Seahawks couldn't get in there. I think I'm going with New England. I think that's the one I feel best about.
And it doesn't matter to you, 3.5, you like it either way. I guess if it's your best bet, then you're not worried about it. Even that important half a point doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a better team. I think they'll win this game, you know, not handily, but I'm comfortable with 3.5.
There it is. Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer, Action Network, normally joins us 3 o'clock. He'll be back at 3 o'clock with us next Thursday. Chad, we appreciate it, man. Good luck. Good luck on the games this weekend. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week.
Talk to you later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.